Hello and welcome to the Scottish Folklore Podcast. My name is Jenny, and in this episode, I'm telling you two unsettling tales about some of Scotland's most unsettling folklore, changelings. A changeling is a fairy child that has been secretly swapped with a human baby. You see, fairies are always on the lookout for plump and precious, innocent newborn babies to steal. Sometimes they will simply snatch the bairn away, leaving naught but an empty cradle. But other times, a substitute will be left in the bairn's place, an enchanted rock or piece of wood, for example. But far more often, it was one of their own young. But fairy babies aren't nearly as bonny as ours. They are weak and withered, and look more like raisiny old men than wee babes. Some believe that it is because human bairns are just so cute and cuddly in comparison with the fairies' own that they like to snatch them away, while others think there's more to it than looks alone. Names are incredibly powerful things in folklore, and the time between the baby being born and it being given a name, the space where it remains nameless upon the earth, is when it is most susceptible to being stolen. And while some say this is because a child, upon being baptized and officially named, gains the protection of God and the church, thus making it impossible for the fairies to claim it as their own. But others believe that when the child is named or baptized, it is stripped of its innate supernatural abilities, those that run so strongly through Highland culture in the vein of the second sight. And fairies love nothing more than snatching a bairn before the parents have decided upon a name so that they can raise it and nurture its supernatural powers fully in the other world. Or perhaps it's just the sheer pleasure fairies get from causing mischief amongst the humans that drives them to steal babies and replace them with their own. And oh, what strange beings their bairns are. Wrinkled and aged, sickly and skeletal, cantankerous, crabbit and continually wailing. And what's worse is, the only way to get it to cease its constant cries is to feed it, and feed it, and feed it. For changelings have insatiable appetites, and will eat anything and everything they are given. But despite their constant gorging, they remain gaunt, withered and wanting. And so, to prevent this most awful of fates for their children, folk partook in many preventative measures and rituals in order to protect their sweet, innocent wee babes from the clutching fingers of those pesky fairies. It is well known that fairies dread iron more than any other substance. It is the silver to their werewolf. And so, to deter the fae, an iron knife or even some iron nails were placed in the bed where the woman was giving birth. Once the baby was born, an iron pin was stuck in its bonnet, whilst rowan, which was a tree known for its protective properties, plus bunches of herbs, specifically garlic, were hung on the cradle's side. The cradle, which should always be borrowed and not new. And if the parents were really going for it and weren't too big on health and safety, then they would hang a pair of open iron scissors over the baby's cradle, as not only were they iron, but the shape also resembles the cross. Which, I don't know, seems like they're really trading one type of protection for another there. If you don't fancy hanging a rusty and sharp mobile over your baby's cradle, then fear not. For you can also create a protective barrier around your home that fairies cannot cross by walking around it 7 times sunwise, which is clockwise, whilst holding a flaming torch or burning brand. In some places, this was done once in the morning and once in the evening, every day until the baby be named. Because really, there is no protection like naming the baby quickly. But what happens when these preventative measures are forgotten, or just ignored by a very determined fairy. This is a story told by Nan McKinnon, a wonderful storyteller who was born on the Isle of Barra, but lived most of her life on the Isle of Battersea. One day, a young woman was going about her daily tasks and needed to fetch some water from the nearby well. She looked into her wee bairn's cradle and saw that the little cutie was fast asleep. And so, as the well was only 5 minutes from the cottage, rather than disturb his slumber, she decided to just leave him there while she popped out. She made her way to the well, filled her pail to the brim, and sloshed back home. And upon her return, she checked in her wee bairn. And there he was, right as rain, snoozing away in his cradle. She didn't for a moment suspect anything untoward was afoot, and carried on with her day. But when evening came, and the little lad awoke and demanded fed, she was amazed at how much porridge he was putting away. Gone was his usual portion in but an instant, and then another, and another still. And when she tried to get him to rest for the night, he wailed and wailed, and his cries would only cease when yet more hot porridge was being spooned into his greedy little mouth. The next day was much the same, and the one after that too. But now the woman saw that despite eating her out of oats and home, the little bairn was looking awfully skinny and gaunt. Fearing that something was very, very wrong, she left the wailing wain in the care of her mother and paid the wise woman of the village a visit. As she described to the old kayach the sudden change that had overcome her baby, a grave look fell over the wise woman's wrinkled face.
"You were right to come to me, for if my suspicions are correct, then this is not your baby at all, but a fairy changeling."
Horrified, the mother asked, "Well, how can I be sure?"
"Pretend that you are leaving your home and going some distance. Make it known that you'll be out for a fair time. But when you leave, do not go far. Rather, hide around a corner and wait a little. Then sneak back to your cottage, look in the window, and see what you see."
The woman thanked the old kayach and hurried home to her distressed mother and the ravenous child. That evening she did as advised, and made a loud fuss about going to the mill to barter for some more oats so that she could make as much porridge for the baby as it wanted, before leaving the cottage and whistling as she walked down the track outside. But as soon as she was out of sight of her home, she ducked into a field and hid behind some grazing cows. She waited amongst the gentle beasts for about a quarter of an hour before quietly returning to the cottage. Once there, she snuck up below a window and slowly peered inside. And lo and behold, it was not her baby in the cradle, but a small, wrinkled fairy budach, an old fairy man. And he was sat up, leaned on his elbow, playing the chanter. Well, that more than confirmed the old wise woman's suspicions. But what on earth was the poor mother to do now? Without wasting a moment's time, she hurried to the kayak's house and told her what she had seen.
"Oh, this is not good at all. But worry not, lass. There may be a way for you to get your child back yet. On the first day of the frost, pretend you're going down to the shore to gather seaweed and take the changeling bairn with you. Put him on a rock and busy yourself gathering seaweed all around him. Act as if you don't notice the tide coming in and let it surround the rock."
And so the woman waited until the first frost, which thankfully came not long after, and took the wailing, gaunt changeling down to the shore. There she placed him atop a huge boulder that lay out in the sands, and began gathering seaweed into a creel. The tide crept slowly in, and as it did so, she wandered further and further from the rock, pretending she did not see the frigid waters lap around its base. When the waters finally engulfed the rock, The panicked changeling realized what had happened and transformed into its true form. A wrinkled, old, ugly fairy man stood atop the rock, shaking his fists, shouting and scolding the woman for what she had done, and demanding to be rescued from the rapidly rising waves. "I'll get you down from there when I get my baby back," demanded the woman. And so it was that the fairy man summoned some more fairies from the land, and the woman's heart leapt when she saw her bonny wee bairn carried in one of their arms. She lifted the old fairy man down from the rock and carried him back to the shore, where she was thankfully reunited with her wee bonny bairn, and the fairies cleared off for good.